Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9, getting you set for the second to last week of the regular season in high school football. We talk Jackson Heights. That's with head coach Caleb Wick, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawatka Fitness Center. Coach, I thought your defense played really well last week against Troy. Troy, one of the most high-powered offenses in Class 1A. They can do it through the air. They can do it on the ground. But ultimately, just the offense kind of sputtered a little bit, turnovers and giving Troy some short fields. Certainly seemed to be like maybe the difference in that loss, 32-0 the final. But we'll kind of dive into it. But what were some of the overall takeaways last week?
I think you nailed it on the head right there. Is, you know, first half, I thought we, you know, they got the ball first, went down, we made a huge play. Titus Eisenbach made a huge play and was, you know, able to intercept the football. And, you know, we wanted him to stay in the end zone, but it was one of those bang-bang plays. And we're thinking, okay, we got to get out of here. I think we're on our 9 or 10-yard line. And, you know, we went back to old school, just ran wishbone all the way down the field. And our kids really executed well. And, you know, it's just an unforced error by us again where, you know, we fumble on the 1-yard line going in. And I indeed think that would have changed the outcome of the game for sure. You know, if we win, I don't know if we win because of that, but I think we have a very, very different outcome of the game. And, you know, it was a little bit of a snowball effect from there in the first half. You know, they get the ball back and, we hold them and we get the ball again and we fumble inside our 20, which is not good for us. And, you know, they go in and capitalize on it, and then on the ensuing kickoff, first play, we fumble inside our 30. They go in and capitalize again. So, you know, it's 12-0 in the blink of an eye. And, you know, then they score again with 13 seconds left before half where, you know, we're in the right position. He just out-jumps us and, you know, stares us down a little bit and scores a touchdown. But, you know, it's 18-0 going into half. And really, it should have been 6-0, 8-6, 8-7. We think it was a very, very closer game than it actually was. And then in the second half, they scored 2 touchdowns, and we had some injuries there late with Titus going out. But overall, I thought we grew as a team. I thought we got better. And, you know, we keep harping on these last 2 games and, you know, realizing that it's the number 2 and number 5 ranked team in the state. And I think we put up a pretty heck of a fight. And, you know, if it wasn't for our mistakes and our self-inflicted errors, I think it would have been a lot closer game. And, you know, moving ahead, we got a league championship on the line this week, so we're looking forward to that and another challenge.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next segment here with ACCHS, both teams undefeated in league play going into that one. But, again, just more specifically with your defense and how they played with Troy, you know, a team, the Trojans, averaging nearly 50 points per game. You hold them scoreless in that first quarter. They did get those touchdowns in that second quarter, took that lead into the half, but again, it was just the turnovers giving them the short fields. But, you know, outside of that, the defense that you guys put out there and what you guys were able to do, I think was really well put and certainly gave you guys a chance.
Yeah, I thought our defense played phenomenal. Coach Knowledge is our defensive coordinator, great game plan and great scheme, and really for majority of the game, we were able to follow that. You know, like I said earlier, some injuries made us move some people around, and we had some people playing positions that they've never played before, and I think they really stepped up. And our kids are getting better. Our kids are getting more seasoned. Our young kids are playing like seasoned veterans now, so to speak. So as we don't want to make any excuses anymore about our young kids, because, you know, our young kids have to step up, and they're not young kids anymore. They're playing varsity football, and they're playing for a reason, because we think they're good enough to be out there, and they really showed that for a majority of the game. So we were very, very pleased with that. We were able to turn them over a little bit during the course of the game, and we were able to get some pressure when we needed to get pressure. And, you know, it's just those little things, you know, like running to the football, consistency, and, you know, wrapping up every time and doing your assignments every time. We'll get there, but it was definitely a step in the right direction.
Jackson Heights off the loss to Troy. They get ACCHS coming up this week. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our locker room chat with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawatka Fitness Center. Coach, your team sitting at 3-3. You wipe the records out the window, really. You got 2 games left here in the regular season. It's a monster league game coming up this week. You go to ACCHS, both teams undefeated in league play. League championship certainly on the line. ACCHS trying to repeat. What's been the work ethic like this week with your team? What's the mindset been like getting ready for this one?
You know, like you said, it's for a league title. You know, both teams are coming in undefeated, so of course both teams are going to be very hungry, and you know we're going to have to come out and match their intensity. You know, being a home game for them, and like I said, league title on the line, and them to go on and win it two straight years. You know, they're going to be sky high, so we definitely have to match that intensity during the course of the football game. And you know, they have athletes all across the board, and Coach Thornburg has done a great job over there. They're coached well, they're disciplined, they tackle, they got a lot of speed. But overall, our practice regimen this week has just been getting better. You know, you got to get that 1% better each and every week. And I felt like we did that last week, you know, going up against Troy. And I felt like we're doing that so far this week. But we just got to keep, you know, sawing wood, so to speak, and plugging away. And hopefully we're there by Friday.
What are some key similarities and differences between a team like Troy and a team like ACCHS? Two very good teams in their own right, do some things a little bit different. But what do you see in terms of that game last week and how you can use some things in similar in preparation this week and maybe a couple things that are different?
You know, they run a couple things that are similar. You know, they spread it out a little bit, but they also have that power running game that, you know, Troy didn't really show. They probably have, but they didn't really show against us last week where, you know, they're going to put their hand in the ground. They're going to run power right at you. They're going to run quarterback zone read right at you. They're going to run option right at you. So we definitely have to be assignment sound. But overall, you know, during the course of this week, we're just really, really working on ourselves. You know, each team gives you a new set of challenges each and every week. And, you know, this is no different for us. ACCHS is going to throw some plays out there and some schemes out there that we haven't seen before this year yet. And, you know, our kids just have to get coached up by our coaches. And I think we're doing a good job of that this week. And I think it's going to be a great game on Friday.
Finally, Coach, few keys and expectations for this one this week. Monster one at ACCHS. What do you want to see in a few keys?
You know, the keys for us is just consistency. You know, there's been some games, especially first quarter, second quarters, where we look like a great football team. We look like a team that can compete against anybody in the state. And then, you know, it's just that consistency, like I said, where we'll take a series or two where maybe we make a few mistakes that we usually don't make, or we have eight people doing their jobs and three people not doing their jobs, and those three people not doing their jobs are really getting exploited. But so this week, and the keys to this game for us is just consistency, staying consistent in all three levels of the game, you know, defense, offense, and special teams. And I feel like if we can do that, it'll be a great game on Friday.
Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick joining us. They'll go to ACCHS this week, second to last week in the regular season. This one, a Northeast Kansas League title on the line. Both teams undefeated in league play. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, good luck Friday at ACCHS. We appreciate it as always, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much for your time.